took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected. The way they'll take your right to own your own ideas. And it's an inside job, favors collected. Your trusted servants have left you up the decade. Was an inside job, like it always is. Just chalk it up to business as world. You think that you're so smart, but you don't have a clue. What those men up in the towers are doing to me and you. And they'll keep doing it, 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 till we all wake up.
Wake up, wake up. Wake up. Thank you for joining us. I'll try to jam in some calls. I was about to go to Daryl in the UK, just hung up, so we'll go to Doug, Graham, and many others that are patiently holding. I said I'd get to this, so let me just cover it right now, and then one other little item. X-ray cameras planned for lampposts. Now, whatever happens in the UK is happening here. And first it was 4 airports, and then 5, and now they're testing them in 15, and then last time I heard it was going to be in most major international airports. Which, how many do we have in this country? 20 or 30? I don't know. And it's where you walk through and you're totally naked and you're wearing clothes, but it scans right down to your skin, right down to the pores. It's like the vision is better than human vision. It shows the contours of your skin. And they record it onto a hard drive, your naked body. Well, these systems, it's high-powered radio waves. It's kind of like sonar or radar. They're both sound waves. It just zaps out at high power, hitting you, and they look right through your clothes. Sounds like freedom to me, doesn't it? Almost as much freedom as cameras in the school showers in Tennessee, as reported by the local news. X-ray cameras planned for lampposts. This is London Telegraph today. Airport-style X-ray cameras with see-through clothes could be installed on street lampposts in a bid to combat terrorism. Ah, yes. It has claimed last night. The measure was suggested in a memo sent last week to one of Tony Blair's working groups at the Cabinet Office, the Sun newspaper reported. The move comes amid growing concern about Britain's surveillance society. Now, there were 4 million plus cameras in London, and there were over 60 million in the entire country. That's almost one for every person. That's government surveillance cameras, and like Chicago now, they make businesses have them. They've been hooked into police systems, so they make you pay for it as indentured servitude. And didn't stop London bombings. In fact, you'll notice the places that have all the cameras and all the police in black masks running around keeping you safe are actually the places that have the terrorism. That's because their bosses are carrying out the terrorism. Real simple equation. They do it to make you go along with it. And they've failed 8 times now to bring in a national ID card in England, so now they're calling it the immigrant card, but it's really for everybody. Kind of the trick they're doing here with the North American Union worker ID amnesty program, guest worker program ID, but you read it's what they've already standardized with a 50 state driver's license and 4 or 5 protectorates. It's really a federal ID. It's the same thing the illegals will get being legalized. So it's a North American Union ID card, national ID card, regional ID card. The Home Office memo to Prime Minister, the criminal MI5 agent, working group on security, crime, and justice reported said street furniture could routinely house detection systems that could indicate the likely presence of a gun, for example. The government is increasingly finding new ways of using street furniture for security. Architectural security improvements have been designed carefully on the basis of specific architectural advice to improve security measures in a widespread way, the Cabinet Office admitted last week. But they allow illegals unlimited. Every night, every day, when the trains come in under the tunnel, they allow them to jump on the trains. In fact, it even came out in major, ITN Television, BBC, that they even leave, for some reason, open containers for the illegals to climb into out of France, mainly from the Muslim nations, but also Eastern Europe and Africa, and even a lot of Latin Americans that have gotten into France. And the Red Cross, International Red Cross, Committee on the Red Cross, is one of the oldest intelligence agencies in the world, because they can go anywhere, anytime, even in the worst war zones. They were a lot interested in Fallujah. They set up a giant facility they built about, it, what was it, 10 years ago. It's a huge staging facility with thousands of beds, and they feed them, they give them advice, and then they openly load in front of French police on the train, and then just every day thousands pour into Britain. But the people are going to have to walk around having their being scanned on the street. I remember watching an ITN piece. That was in 2001, actually, when I first saw one of them. And it showed the trains coming in, and it showed literally hundreds of people jumping off and cheering and running right past the police who were told to stand down. You talk about a completely open society where they're trying to flood that country and bring down its sovereignty by homogenization. There it is right there for you. Nothing to do with security. Everything to do with tyranny. Again, we're going to go to Doug and others here in just a moment. But before I do that, I owe a brief comment to this because I had people last night at the Book People event. A few of them asked me about it. I guess three or four asked me about it. And I had people walk up to me at a restaurant we went to afterwards to ask me about it. And so I'll talk about it right now. About 2 weeks ago, before I, what was that, January 11th, that Thursday before I left town for a well-deserved, it was an energizing week-long vacation with my family, my wife, children, my parents, down on the Texas coast. Even cold weather is great. Before I left, lashed out at an individual who has just done uncountable things to myself and others that are near and dear to me and others that I don't even know that I've now heard about. And I had really bad allergies at the time. I had a really bad headache. I had it for 2 weeks, as I was telling you, and I was really irritable. And I was just normally would have the control not to give attention to a parasite. Because when you're 100 times bigger conservatively, just in one aspect of internet streaming, than someone, it's just pointless. You know, you defend yourself, it turns into being a blessing for them. But I'm just getting to the point where I just don't care. And again, for stations out there that call me and ask, what are we talking about, or listeners that do, if you don't know about it, it's a distraction, it's a diversion. Other than the fact that locally, you know, the house has to be cleaned up. And finally, enough is enough. You know, there's a lot of dragons I'd like to fight, and I can't fight them all. And I've learned that. But this individual got on local radio and just whole cloth made up a terrible accusation about me that endangered myself and my family. I've always been honest about it. It's about honesty on this show. I don't even smoke marijuana. I've smoked it before, never really liked it. It's kind of depressing for me, you know, the times I smoked it in high school. Haven't smoked it since I was 17, and I've been at a lot of events. So much marijuana is smoked in Austin, Texas, that you'll be at an outdoor restaurant with police walking by, and people are smoking off one-hitters. Okay, so I've been at an outdoor, you know, restaurant bar, and, you know, there's well-known personalities here in town smoking pot. And everybody knows I don't smoke it, I don't like it. I don't use any illegal drugs. Tylenol's about as heavy as I get, or maybe Sudafed when I've got allergies. I do drink, and for years, I'd go like 6-7 years not drinking, and then I'd drink some, and then, quite frankly, I've need to just not drink any, because I'll just drink one beer, and then it's 5 beers. That's about the extent of my crimes, and I like cigarettes. Over the years, I go on and off of them. Been smoking cigarettes since I was 12 years old, hiding in the woods with my buddy who stole a pack from his mama. Killed my grandfather and my grandmother, my father's parents. I'm a total idiot. But that's it. You know, I'm an honest guy. I don't appreciate somebody getting on air, whole cloth lying, and saying that about me when that could send the police to my house. So I went on air just for people that knew who I was talking about, and I said, this local guy who poses, the individual also over the years in front of witnesses acts like he was my boss when he's not even associated with me, and then would get contributions off my back when I don't even ask for contributions. I made the joke, I might as well, a couple times I have, just because I'm saying if other people are going to do it in my name, I might as well. We could do a lot more. And so I said some things back. Then I left town, and I came back, and I gave my lawyer the tape. My lawyer said, yeah, you got these affidavits. The people called and had this interpretation of what was said. We could do something. It'll cost this much. You know, I'll do it at cost. Family lawyer, good friend. My sister went to school with his child. My parents vacation with him. About the most high-powered lawyer in Austin. You know, their family actually owns a 20-something story built downtown, 20-something story building. He's a lawyer that made the ADL take a bunch of lies about me off their website. They left one of them up there because they claimed they could defend it. So I threatened to sue them, and I was going to sue them. They did take it down. But, you know, and then I started thinking about the country. I said, you know, I need to make this film about the North American Union and the global master plan. I need to get to work. I could, you know, the time I could do this, I could do hundreds of radio interviews and reach millions of people and do my own show and, you know, do better in business so I can pay my employees better. You know, that's my goal, because I want to feel good. I want to take care of people. And so I was actually on the border. People are calling me, what are you going to do? And I go, I don't know. I may not do anything. I said I would, but in wrath, but I may not. And then I'm like, I probably should. And then I listened, and I heard more little snipes about this network, more little the same stuff. And then some of the locals got sick of it, and they did something on their own, taking this individual off some of the micros. And this individual, in front of witnesses, said that because this other great patriot who's just selflessly done things. I mean, this individual put in a T1 for us and charges us the cost of it. He does it for everybody else. He's just a good person. Very quiet, tall, strong guy, family man. And I have discernment. I could sense, you know, his strength. But bullies don't. They see it as weakness. You got to watch the quiet guy, folks. And then this individual, this good quiet man who had no criminal record, who ran huge computers for huge corporations, systems, just a computer expert. And I've had a lot of other computer experts say, yeah, he really knows backbones, information, and code. This individual just simply tried to move out of a house that was in association with this other individual because he knew that the landlord was feeding this individual all this info about him. And he just wanted to have privacy and get away from this individual and not work for him and phase it out. And then he heard from two different witnesses how this individual said he was just going to call the police on him. And you ask why? Well, this individual who had no criminal record until a couple years ago got in with some of the hyper-patriots who said when you get pulled over at a checkpoint, don't show them your driver's license, don't comply with anything. And he didn't get a resisting arrest. He got a failure to ID, and he got, what was the other thing? He got a failure to ID, and he also got a... interfering with the police officer's duties, Class B misdemeanor. And he went to court, and he saw the state law that they did drop the failure to ID, but they were still with the other stack charge. He knew that really wasn't proper, and he saw he was being railroaded, so he just said, I've had enough. See, people should see that as an indicator. This guy could have gone and just pled and paid a few hundred bucks and got out of it. No, he just went ahead and said, fine, if they come arrest me and I got to spend 6 weeks in jail and pay thousands, I don't care. I'm not going to be part of this. He didn't want to be pushed. Well, this other individual who he'd done all these things for and literally built everything he did, literally everything. The other person just sits around shooting her mouth off being a big shot. This individual, this patriot, this wonderful family man, this quiet person, this good person, this person who really loves this country, owns the domain names of this fool's site, owned the equipment. It was really his. And he was cornered with police coming to his house where his little babies live. And what does that bully expect to happen when your carpet-bagging butt tries to corner a Texan or any other American? What do you think would happen? And I fully expect that scumbag to continue his trash. And so, the escalation of it. Fine. I take on DynCorp and Halliburton. I take on the New World Order, and so do these other people. And we're in this movement because we're not slaves, and we're not going to be pushed around, and we're not going to be bashed. And I was shocked by the response of the good man. But I understood it. But it was like the nuclear option. But it was all his. And the bully had never even taken time out to notice that. And I fully expect the snitch to concoct more things to go after people. And so that's phase three, is to take off the gloves. Because here I am, not in a glass house. And here I am, literally with a nose as clean as a whistle, with no skeletons in my closet. Oh, I'm an open book. And you got somebody who's got as many skeletons, as I said a few weeks ago, as there would be in a mausoleum the size of Mall of America. And so, just like all the others, God's on our side, folks. Like all the others and all the others, it's all in God's hands. It's all God's will. And I have total faith and know that either the individual will fade away, or they will escalate, and it'll just be unbelievable. It'll just be unbelievable. And so that's it. I'm sorry for stations not even knowing what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, the government's corrupt, the media's corrupt. That doesn't mean everybody in this movement is good either. And it doesn't mean, that's why I always say trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. Don't believe everything I say. Check out and vet the things I say. I mean, how dare someone try to sick the police on a family and small children? You get everything you deserve. Look in the mirror. It's all your fault.